Okay, I think that we've got pretty much everyone who's going to be here. Without objection, I'm going to call this to order. Currently, the board is myself. I'm Keith Lindsay, and Paul Goldfein is our vice president. I'm president right now. And so we're the only two board members. We've had one vacant board slot for 2.5 years now. So hopefully, we can get that filled tonight. So I'm going to turn it over to Joe for quorum verification. Joe?
So we need to meet quorum, 10% of 283 homes. So that's 28 homes represented. We can count proxies. That's the purpose of the proxy to count toward quorum. You guys must have gone door to door. We have 26 proxies, and then the people on the call, and I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And so we achieve quorum of 28.
We have quorum. Okay, review and approve of it says 2025 annual meeting minutes, but it's actually 2024 because last year we did not meet quorum. Therefore, there was not technically an annual meeting. So I don't have those before me. I can get them real quick if you give me just a second.
Are you looking for 2024 minutes?
Yeah, they're on bphoa.info.
We've already approved those.
We
Did we?
did.
Oh, no, we didn't meet quorum. You're right. I
I was
stand
going to
corrected.
say.
Yeah, I made a mistake.
That's why I put stuff out here. And there's the minutes from 2024. See if I can make this a little bigger. Can everyone see that?
Yes.
And again, they're out on bphoa.info. If you click on at the bottom, 2024, you got 2024, and then AM for annual meeting. All the way over to the right is where you'll find this. And it says 2024-01-23 annual meeting minutes. That PDF. And this is basically what went on then. Again, last year we didn't meet quorum, so there was actually no meeting. We just kind of had a little town hall. Joe gave the manager's report, talked about, what was in the accounts, that we were excellent in all categories. Let's see what else. I'm having trouble reading some of this. Joe then turned it over to me. I did a year in review. Talked about the mailbox cluster on Bradford Park Drive. Yeah, I had to go through, in order to get that done, I had to go through Representative Pete Sessions' office to get that done. But we did get it done. And then, let's see, we had our annual meeting, elected Paul Goldfein. Mailbox lighting project was completed. Let's see, we had a new collections policy, and then the Vincent Falcon's position was declared vacant. We had, let's see, neighbors night out that didn't go very well. We didn't have a lot of turnout for that. And we were talking about the crumbling wall, which is now fixed, and then the holiday decorating contest winners. And let's see what else. There was no new or old business. We moved on. And we were talking about landscaping, which we don't have anymore. We were talking about different parts of that wall. And talking about people who owed money at one point. I'm not exactly sure. I haven't read all this over again. I'm just kind of summarizing what I'm reading now. And then there were questions from homeowners. And then we adjourned the meeting at 1941 hours, 7:41 p.m. So, being that this is an annual meeting and not a board meeting, this has to be approved by the members, not the board. We've already approved it. So I'm going to ask, does anyone make a motion to approve these minutes?
Yeah, I make a motion to approve.
Motion's been made. Do I hear a second?
I'll make a second.
Second's been heard. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say nay. In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it. The minutes are approved. Okay, let's see if I can get this thing back on squared away here. Back to our agenda. Okay, report of directors. That's me. I'm just going to give you a highlight of what happened in 2025 so far. The right-of-way area on High Country Boulevard between Bradford Park Drive and I think it goes just past Andres Way. That whole area we maintained for over 27 years. That's been turned over to the city of Round Rock. They now maintain it. We don't maintain any of it. There's also a portion on Bradford Park Drive that the city owns. They haven't been maintaining it recently, and I'm going to take some pictures and send it to them and say, "Hey guys, you need to come and take care of this." That effectively lowered our landscaping budget, and I hope everyone likes this. We have $0 for bet landscaping going forward because we don't own anything, we don't maintain anything. It's our landscaping budget going forward is zero. The masonry wall, which I mentioned earlier, has been repaired.
Progress.
I'm sorry? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. There's a lot of echo there. Okay, Jamie gave me a hand clap. That's cool.
I just had to figure out how he did that a while ago.
That's pretty cool. The masonry wall on High Country Boulevard has been repaired, and that wall is between Donnell Drive and Bradford Park Drive. So it's done. We spent 2.5 years talking about it, and now it's just done. So we're working out some minor details with the homeowners. But it's rebuilt. It looks fantastic. I drove past it and I was like, wow, that really looks nice. So we talked it to death for sure, but it's now done. And the last thing I have on the list is and you most people may have well some people may have noticed is the newsletter went all digital. And the reason for that is for some reason, and I do not know the reason, we had two newsletters that we sent to Neighborhood News. And they went and sent it to the post office after they printed everything out with everyone's address and stuff, and it never got delivered. It just never got delivered. And there were two of them, so 4 months of that, okay, because it's delivered once every other month. And so, but I did ha keep, and I asked for the website the PDF copy for those newsletters. So all the newsletters for last year are out on BPHOA under the 2025 tab under newsletters. You can see and read them all if you want. They're all right there. And going forward, the January, February one was just published on the 15th and is on BPHOA.info under 2026 newsletters. So, and that's all I have for the director's report. And I think I turn it over to Joe now. So I need to stop sharing. So,
All right, can everyone see the balance sheet?
Can you enlarge it a bit?
Yeah.
Okay, I can see it.
So this is the balance sheet at the end of November. So the number's a little bit different. We're in excellent financial shape. At the end of November, we had 78,000. Now that's increased to 84,000 is today's balance. And the reserve account, 47,000. And today the reserve account is 48,000. So a little bit higher. So excellent financial condition. And then there's other reports as well, how we do comparison to budget. And then this is the variance report, the fourth report. And this shows everything to the left of November of 25 is what we actually collected in dues. And everything to the right is the budgeted amount. And then for expenses, everything to the left of November are the actual amounts that we paid. And then everything to the right is the budgeted amount. And if anyone has any questions, we'll take homeowner questions at the end of the call.
Okay. Do you have
And
anything else,
also,
Joe?
nope, everyone's doing good with Town Square. You're doing a good job of doing Town Square requests. Architecture review is being utilized, and so we're in excellent shape on Town Square.
Cool.
That's it.
All right, let me share my screen again. Okay, old business, new business. I don't really have any, I don't think we have any old business, and I don't think we really have any new business. So I'm gonna move on to the election of candidates. Did you, Joe, did you get any anyone that filled out a form and wanted to be on the board?
I did not.
All right. So we will take nominations from the floor. Is there anyone that wants to be on the board? We have two spots open. We need at least one.
Well, if no one else volunteers, I'll do it. The way I understand it, if no one else takes it, I could still do ACC and fill a spot on the board. Was that how it works?
That's
Joe?
correct. Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'll volunteer unless somebody else wants it.
I have a question real quick, if you don't mind me asking.
Sure.
If no spot is filled, let's say Jamie doesn't step up and do that, what happens? What's the ramifications for not doing this?
If we don't have a three at least two members of the board, two members on the board of directors, then everything kind of stops. We can't go forward and try to dissolve anything. We can't set a calendar. We can't even get a garage sale going. Everything just stops until we have at least two board members.
Okay. Another follow-up question, if you don't mind me asking. I don't know the responsibilities of a board member, but I do want to ask your particular as another board member there. You mentioned dissolving. Is that where you're trying to head towards?
Yes, I have been trying to head towards that for 5 years. I've been now on the board for 5 years, but it's like kind of like when you have someone that's been in a really bad accident, you've got to basically triage everything and get them to the point where they're stable before you can move on from there. And that's taken literally 5 years for us to get to that point.
Do we have an end in sight just by chance? I just want to know if I
Well, you're
volunteer how often we're going to be doing this.
Well, but the goal is previous years we had a board meeting every 60 days, but things have calmed down to the point where we could do it. Our documents require us to do it once a quarter, and that's the goal. And then the annual meeting next year. So there's a scheduled board meeting for next week, and that would be the first one, will be the one for the first quarter. So you think January through March. And then April through, what is it, July, and then or June, and then July through September, and then October through December. So you'd have to have one in each one of those spots to be cool with our bylaws.
Okay.
They generally last between, well, we try to blow through it pretty quick, and because we've been having them every 60 days, we've had as little as a half hour, as long as an hour and a half. Being that we're reducing the number of board, the at least that's what I'd like to do, is reduce the number of board meetings. They probably last between an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours.
Okay. I do feel Jamie is the better candidate if you feel comfortable, Jamie. But if no one else steps up and Jamie does not want this, I would begrudgingly do it as I would like to move toward dissolution, dissolving this. And
Good.
anything that will impede that, I would step up and volunteer my time if that is what is necessary.
Well, there are
So
two positions open. So if you want the third one,
I don't. They
yeah.
won't lie. I don't.
Well, I tell you what, Dan, it's good to know if for some reason we get into a bind and I don't know what it could be, but I mean, I'm glad you joined. You're just right down the street from me, so
Yeah, we can talk more about it
If
sometime.
something happens and we need another board member for some reason, we'll reach out to you because if there's an open spot, Keith, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not right the procedure, but can a board put someone on if there's a vacant spot? How does that work?
I would have to clarify that with the attorney because if it's a term that's already in, someone's already has and they leave it for whatever reason, they quit or God forbid they die or something. Incapacitated to where they can't perform their duties, then the board can decide, can put someone in there. But because someone hasn't been elected to that position, we would probably have to have a special election, I think, and I have to clear it with the attorney, whether or not we could appoint, or we'd have to have a special election to elect another board member.
Wonderful. Okay.
I will ask.
Well, there are ways, is what I'm hearing, if needed.
Yeah, this I can't see there not being it since we cleared out the riffraff that was on the board before, and that's why we were meeting every 60 days because at the time everybody had questions and nothing was getting done. But after we got rid of that, now things are going so smoothly, hardly anybody shows up at the board meetings. There
Right.
might be one or two people, that's and so yeah, I'm all for go back to just whatever's required.
Perfect.
So
All right. Well, if you need me, I'll be in the wings.
thank you.
Okay.
Keith, I had a
Go.
question because you guys assigned me to something and I said, I can help wherever, also I've been active. I manage my son's property, so I'm not an owner, but
Right.
however, if it's legal, I'll help wherever I can.
Well, the state of Texas precludes us from disqualifying someone to run for the board unless they've been convicted of a crime of moral turpitude, and the state of Texas did not define what that is. So, as long as you haven't been convicted of a crime of moral turpitude, you don't have to live here, you don't have to own a property here to run for the board.
Yeah, well, however I can help also if there's no volunteers,
So if you want to be on the board, you can. It's just up to you. And probably what will happen tonight, again, I can't, I'm not, I'm looking forward. I can't, I'm just looking at what we've got right now. I don't think anyone's going to object because I don't think we're going to have another, like a third person that's going to say, yeah, I want to be on the board. Because if we do that, we have to have an election. But if not, then the two, one or two, will probably be elected by something known as acclamation. In other words, no one else ran, so they're the person.
Okay, well, you can put me in line for something like that if you.
All right.
Keith, do
Do
we
you want to
want
be
to
on the
ask?
board? I'm just going to ask. Do you
Yeah,
want to be on the board?
I'll volunteer.
Okay. We have two volunteers for the board. Does anyone else want to run for the board? Going once.
I guess that means I can back out now.
Don't
I won't do that to you.
make me strangle you, man.
Does it help on your resume if you're on a board member?
Say what?
Does it help on your resume to say I was on a board member for a HOA?
You can put it on your resume. I've done that in
Why?
the past. So again, does anyone else want to be on the board?
How many people are attending? Is there only two, four, six of us?
I think, but it's we've got 26 proxies.
It says there's 12 or 13 participants.
Oh, okay, cool.
One of those is Joe, so there's 12.
Okay. Going once, going twice, three times. I'll turn it over to Joe for the election of directors.
First of all, do we want to ask Paul if he wants to run again?
Paul has made it clear he does not want to run again.
He's been
Okay.
asked multiple
So
times.
thank you
They
very much,
wanted
Paul,
him
for
to
your
stay out of that.
service. And you finish your term. And thank you very much for volunteering. Okay, so now we're ready to have the election. We have two open seats and two volunteers. And so both candidates win by acclamation. We still have a vote. And so I'll have the board make a motion to vote the two candidates onto the board of directors.
I make a motion that we elect the two candidates to the board of directors.
And
Do
a
I hear a
second.
second?
I second.
Second's been heard.
So this is a vote of the membership. Everyone that approves the election, say aye.
Aye.
And
Aye.
is there any opposition? Okay, congratulations, you guys. Thanks for volunteering.
We now
Alan,
have
what
three
is.
members of the board. We have not had three members on the board for the last 2.5 years.
And Alan, so I can put you on the board, what's your last name?
It's Stock, STOCK.
Okay, and you don't have to say your address if you don't want to, but.
I'm out in Kyle, and my son, who's the owner, is he was in Alaska, but he lives in Denver, Colorado.
So when you get time, if you have my email address, send me an email and I have some
Yeah,
details that I
we've
need.
corresponded lots of times already.
Okay, so send me another email and say, hey, Joe, I'm on the board. So,
Well, Alan,
okay.
your son owns the property here?
Pardon me?
Your son owns the property here?
Yes,
Oh, okay.
he's owned it for 20, I don't know, the house was almost new when he bought it.
Okay.
Okay, and put that address in the email you send me.
And before we
Thanks.
move on, I would like to say a personal note to you, Paul. Thank you very much for stepping up. Thank you for your service to Bradford Park, and thank you for making my job easier. It's been a pleasure to serve with you, my friend.
Well, it's been interesting. I've been living here for what, 28 years, and this is my first involvement with the board, and it was interesting to see the other side of the mirror, if you.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I really appreciate it, and I know Bradford Park does, so thank you again.
Well, thank you.
Okay, we're down to assignment of ACC members. You still want to do ACC, right, Jamie?
Yeah, well, we might as well just keep that how it is, and
Okay.
I can still get a hold of Elaine and Alvaro. I mean, we're all on a text chat. Sometimes they don't respond, but when I get to them a second or third time, they usually do.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Are
And that
any of
brings
here
us
right
up
now?
to Homeowner Forum. Does anyone have anything they want to talk about? Because if y'all don't have something, go ahead.
I do have one question. I did notice how much cash, we do have on file and everything of that nature. With that in mind, do we have any actual expenses that are necessary for the actual thing? So I know we pay dues and all that. What is it going to? If we're not doing lawn maintenance, as we saw, we had the one-time expense of the wall. Is there anything else that's just kind of a normal thing that we pay for?
The board has insurance. They pay for us in case we get sued, because the by I think it's also required by the state of Texas, but it's also required by our bylaws that if we're sued, that the HOA has to defend us. So we have to pay for that. We pay for Goodwin and Company for their property management. We also pay for an attorney when we send folks who haven't paid their dues for an extended period of time. We send it to the attorney for collections. We have to pay him up front, and then we collect from the homeowners in arrears, provided they don't declare bankruptcy. So those are the things that we have to have money for, okay? And
There's a
you'd be surprised at how fast that money goes when you start sending folks to collections, because it's not uncommon for $1,000 or $2,000 balance to become $16,000-$20,000 in short order. Now, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, it'd be awful foolish to let a property go that's worth over $300,000 for $15,000 to $20,000. That sounds kind of dumb to me, but I'm of the opinion just pay your dues, and it's even less. So, and to be fair, we've kept the dues, and I didn't put that on our accomplishments. I should have. We lowered the dues when we first took over on the board, and I was part of that board. And we have kept it at $170 now for 5 years straight. In spite of all the inflation, we have kept it there for 5 years straight. So we've done it through aggressive cost cutting and being very, very paying a lot of attention to the budget, making sure that what we do, we get the most bang for the buck as much as we can.
Hey Dan, if you want to look, I mean, he showed the budget earlier. That
I
has
saw
every
that,
line
yes.
item on it that shows where cost goes.
I
And
was going to rewatch the recording and stop there, so
well, you
that
know,
was my plan,
no, we
so.
can email it to you or go to BPHOA and open it up in a PDF. Keith will.
Yeah. If you go to, let's see if I can get there, because it's like if this Zoom thing's kind
That way
of
you can
Don't worry about
access
it.
it.
I can get to it.
You can access
Yeah.
it through the
But
website,
you can
take your
go
time and
there.
look through it.
You can go there for 2025 and go to
Perfect.
then under 2025, you'll see financials, and you'll see the financials for all the months right there. If you
Perfect.
just
Well,
pick
great.
whatever you want and look at it. And the next one, the one for December, it's dropped. I just haven't gotten it out there yet. That'll happen in the next night or two. That'll be out there. So you'll have the full year for 2025 out there. We're always about a month behind putting those out. So like January's won't drop until like the 16th of next month. So I try to keep them out there. Those and the invoices and the financials, I try to make sure that those are done as quickly as possible. So if anyone wants to look and see how we're doing, it's right there.
Noted. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Keith, I can tell you from my experience, because I'm involved with at least five different homeowners, several with Goodwin in different areas, but one in California that I'm involved with started off with a monthly payment of about $20 a month. It's now at $500 a month.
Holy moly.
So I can tell you that it's approaching the, you know, you have taxes and you have maybe a mortgage, and then you have, you know, homeowners is getting, and insurance is very hard out there to get now just because of all the problems they've had. But
Right.
you guys have done very good, and people should realize that it's not free services that you get. It costs a lot of money. And I can guarantee you, Florida has the same kind of problem as California does. If you own property out there, your homeowners is just astronomical.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey
Well,
Dan, I'm just going to let you know as a new board member that I am the reason I got together with Keith in the first place was when we got rid of the other guys is because we felt like we were getting taken advantage of. And so we put a stop to that pretty quick. Well, relatively quick. And
7 months.
yeah,
Yep.
because a lot of people were like, well, we don't have any amenities, you know, we don't have a pool, we don't have a lot of stuff like that. And we're like, how come, you know, we're spending so much? So we started going over everything, and we've pretty much gotten it down to as low as we can. There is a lot of money sitting in there, but you have to have so much in reserves, you have to have so much, blah, blah, blah. And then if a dissolution ever does occur, then that gets split up and sent back to all the homeowners, I believe.
Yep.
So
Know,
we'll figure that out if the time comes.
One of the problems you have to worry about if you have a townhouse, let's say in California, which we have one there too, is if there's an earthquake and you got damage to the roof or the outside, you can fix your part, but if the neighbor doesn't do it, you're screwed. And that causes a big problem, with shared assets. And it's becoming more of a problem. If you have a fire or earthquake or whatever, and you share walls, that's a big problem. I guess in our site, we're lucky we don't have shared assets now, and it's a lot easier to figure out where we're going. But these are some of the problems that maybe you didn't have to worry about in the past, but now it's an issue.
Right. Wow. Man, I couldn't imagine that. Ugh. Well, does anyone else have anything they want to talk about? Because if they don't, I've got something.
Looks like it's all you.
I guess it's me for a little bit. Sorry, guys. A couple nights ago, over on Bradford Park Drive, next to 2600 Andres Way, there was a drive-by shooting, and they were firing bullets in my direction of my house, and I'm five houses away from there, so kind of concerns me a little bit. When I was doing going out getting proxies, all my neighbors basically gave me a dissertation about what they saw and what had happened. So I'm asking anyone who's on this call, if you see something that's fishy, please call the police. I'm going to confer first with Joe because I want to make sure that I'm doing the right thing. But I've asked the homeowners that are here around me, especially the lady across the street, directly across the street from 2600, because she's an old lady and she's living there with her granddaughter, and it was literally right across the street from her. I mean, it's as far as feet, okay, maybe 100 feet, maybe less, where this occurred. And it occurred at like 4:30 in the morning, and the granddaughter went to go to work somewhere like, I don't know, 5:30 or so, and she was met by a policeman in the driveway who told her, go back in your house. She says, I have to go to work. He says, not today, you don't. And she basically could go to work that day. Others that had something similar happen around here. My sweet wife said she saw someone in the front yard with a flashlight looking around in the yard. And she literally, and I don't know why she did this, but she did, opened the door and said, hey, who are you and why are you in my yard? And the guy said, well, I'm Officer so and so. There's been an incident and we're doing an investigation. And so he asked her to see what was on our doorbell camera, and so she showed it, which was basically just him looking around with a flashlight. But what I think I'm going to do, because that particular property, there's been issues with the people who live there that are renters, and I've asked the other homeowners as well as renters in the area to give me a statement. I'm going to get the police report, and then I'm going to write the owner of the property and ask them to evict the people who are at 2600. We don't want this kind of element in Bradford Park. Period. The end. It's a little too close to home for me, but for me, it wouldn't matter if it was here, if it was on the other side of Donnell Drive. We don't need this stuff here. And so, and if someone has a better idea, I'm open to hear it. But I just want to make everyone aware of what's been going on. Also, along with that shooting, it's been told to me that there was an individual. I don't know the sex of the individual, but there was an individual who suffered an abdominal gunshot wound and was medevaced to the hospital. So yeah, I don't know what the status of that is either. But yeah, this is the kind of thing we don't need in our subdivision.
Is there like
That's
a
what.
official police report of the incident we could get to see what actually happened and if they caught the people who did it?
That's what I'm going to ask for is the police report. And I'm going to ask the board, because we're supposed to have a board meeting next week, which, by the way, I don't know if we can because the notice won't go out in time, so we may have to postpone that a week or so. But I'm going to ask the board if I can do it as president of the association, provided that I'm elected president again, because we have to have an election for that at the next board meeting. So if I'm not, then someone else who would be president, I would ask them to draft that letter.
No,
And
you're the guy.
because this is the kind of thing we don't want in our subdivision. Our subdivision is pretty peaceful around here, and we'd like to keep it that way. So I just wanted to make sure that everyone knew what was going on. Some may have heard in rumors. I'm just telling you what I've heard. I did get the video from the lady across the street. She has a floodlight that has a camera and a microphone, and it's a 30-second clip, and it just shows her cars. You don't see anything, but towards the end of that 30 seconds, you hear a barrage of gunfire, and I counted six shots within a matter of like 2 seconds. So just letting you know, there it wasn't just one gunshot, it was multiple.
Whatever we find out, let's include that in the next newsletter so everybody can get it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
I would also just advise you to be somewhat.
do we lose him?
We can't hear you, Dan. Advise what?
His microphone is.
That kicked me right out. I apologize. No, it kicked me out of the meeting. I apologize. I would be a little careful about publicizing the event or what you take on the event, as that could cause some. But I mean, honestly, I think it might open you up to liability. So I think you should talk with your attorney and make sure, because I can see a world where someone would get upset and that would be considered harassment, you know, trying to out them to the neighbors for what drama they had. I don't know, but I would just make sure that you're on the up and up if you're
Oh, I
gonna
see.
put it in the newsletter. So
Good point.
that's very
Yeah,
good
well,
point.
no opinions for sure, just facts. And
Yeah.
if he can get it, it's public information. But
Right, I agree with you. I'm just
if
saying,
you,
just make sure legality-wise you're covering
I
yourself.
will tell
Oh.
you that one of the homeowners that contacted me, and I had an extended talk with him as well, told me that he's lived here almost 27 years, and this is the first time he's seriously considered moving. And it was
And he has
because
a
of this
point, though.
issue.
You know, we can always mention it, but we don't have to list an address.
That's true.
We just said it.
Although it may be public information anyway, but yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Just like I said, make sure that you're not opening yourself up to legality and other issues, you know, that type of thing. So
I'll contact the
It's
HOA
good point.
attorney, explain to him what I've explained to y'all, and get his opinion.
So
Thank you, Dan.
there's a possibility that we'll never know if the person was caught or anything, or how do you find out?
Well, it's public knowledge if someone gets arrested for it.
Yeah.
It's in the public
Yeah.
domain. You can find out that we should be able to.
Freedom of Information Act, just a simple FOIA. It's submitted. You can do it online or in person at the local police station precinct and have that police report reviewed, searched, and then any following up with that specific address in line. So it's very easy.
Outstanding.
It's not hard. There's plenty that's done.
Yeah, we had an incident here in Kyle. It wasn't a shooting, but when it was in the morning, I had to go somewhere and I was backing out, and my trash can and the neighbor's trash can was turned over and garbage all over the place. And I have a Ring camera and I couldn't see anything. And then I asked the neighbor, and they had one like a light and whatnot. And you could see a car that came near the curb, took his trash can, and just rammed it along. So we have that as evidence and called the police, and they did it all over the neighborhood. But when we try, we turned it in, and Kyle Police Department made a scene. They'll look up. We have no idea if they caught the person or not. Someone saw the license plate, I assume, but that's the trouble. I guess if you look hard, you can find out what the status is, but it would be good to know. And cameras are really a valuable asset now. It's almost like we need to maybe go up and down the block at least to say, does someone on the block have a camera? I think almost everyone has, but
Well,
sometimes.
I will say I disagree with that vehemently, as they are, it doesn't matter. There's a lot of overreach in certain companies that are taking said data and using it as they see fit. So I wouldn't recommend, I'm not going to recommend it. And I'll tell you if you come to my door that I don't recommend it. But yeah, I hear you. I understand. But yeah.
Well, it's also an issue about what's going on, with AI and how you can modify programs and stuff like this. Is that real evidence? It's not. But anyway, it's not good what's happening. I agree, and we should just make sure that we're not going to tolerate with it, and because the neighborhood doesn't have, not a happy neighborhood is not going to exist with things like that in the future.
Yeah, it was not cool to sit down with a woman in her 80s who was practically shaking and tell her, I'm sorry that this happened to you. I'll see what I can do. Because I mean, we're an HOA. We're not the police.
Right.
But I mean, she was shook, and I don't blame her. I'd be shook too. It literally happened 100 feet away from her. So yeah, I'd be shook too. And even the neighbor next door to her is the one that said, I've been here almost 27 years. This is the first time I've seriously thought about moving. And
Yeah.
he's a great guy. I've known him for, well, almost 27 years. And he's a great guy, and I'd hate to lose him as a neighbor. But I mean, I totally get it. Got to look at, for the safety of your family. And it also bothers me that, people who attract that kind of element can force good people out of their homes. I don't like that either.
Right. Veronica posted something in the chat.
Okay. I don't have access to that. Can you show me or
There's
read it?
a question about homeowner fence. It's a shared fence, and I can answer the question.
Okay.
Veronica, if you would have the homeowner send me an email, but the fence is not a on HOA property, it's a shared fence, and so they have to work it out with the neighbor.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. I am the homeowner about the fence.
Okay.
My yard is connected to another yard. I
Okay.
have made several attempts to get with the other guy, and no response. So, am I allowed to just go on and put it up
You
on
are.
my side anyway?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
But you probably can't force him to pay half.
I probably can't.
No.
I ran
Okay.
into a similar situation several years ago because I needed to replace my fence, and the neighbors on either side, we worked it out. The neighbors behind wouldn't have anything to do with it. So I actually had the fence moved a couple inches in, made sure it was on my property, and the old broken fence still exists on the other side of the new fence I put in.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Nobody really wants to help. But trust me, I put up my fence and not a single one of them wanted to help.
Yep.
It's not like that it used to be.
Okay.
I would
Another
also
question. Go
I
ahead.
w I was going to say, I recommend also that if you do go ahead and put that fence up at your own expense, that you tell them, look, I'm not asking you to pay for it. I am asking you to keep your small children and dogs out of the area while the work's being done. and have them sign something so that they agree to that.
I don't think she
Okay.
can get a hold of them.
That's what I'm finna say.
They've
He
been avoiding her.
yes. Yes. He's been avoiding me, and I did see his daughter and gave him my phone number, and still no response from him. And I did talk to him personally, I'll say last year, and no response. So I was just wanting to know what was the loss on that, because I'm not getting any response at all. No,
Right.
no answer at the door, even though the garage is up and you see the car there. No one comes to the door.
Right.
So I just wanted to know how to handle that. I appreciate it.
Now, I'm sorry to say that you may end up footing the bill for it. And I when I did the redid our fence, let's see, what was it? Not this past time, but the time before that. I literally asked all the neighbors. I said, "Look, I'm not asking you to pay for anything. I just want you to keep your animals and your children, if they're really small, out of the area while the work's being done, so that the people that are doing the work can do it with that, not being molested by
Right.
animals or small children." And I literally drew up a little form and had them sign it, and I signed it as well and gave them a
Okay.
copy, and then that became what I, if, and they did, they were very good about it. When we saw, they saw that stuff was going on, they kept their animals away from there. And so it was not an issue. We just got it done. But
Okay.
that's what I would
Once.
recommend, because that if you ever do have an issue like that and you get them to sign an agreement like that, then if there's a, legal issue over it, becomes a legal document for you.
Right.
Okay.
One of
You
the things
might.
you may want to.
One more question. What is the law when people trees are coming over into your driveway and connecting almost with my tree in my front yard? It's my responsibility to cut down the part of the tree that's coming over my driveway and almost connecting to my roof of my house.
No. If the base of the tree is on their property,
Yes.
it's their responsibility to trim the branches so it doesn't interfere with your property. And if you get a hold of us on the board, we can do what's known as a 10-day demand letter and
Yes.
say, "Look, you need to get this done in the next 10 days, or we'll send someone out to do it and then bill the work back to the owner."
Okay. Okay. I appreciate that, because that year that we had that hard freeze, I had all in my driveway, almost, hit my house. And I talked to the neighbor, and the real estate company told him it was my responsibility to take care of that tree that's all across in my yard and my driveway. I mean, completely across my driveway to to my tree in the front yard. So I
If the
appreciate
tree
that.
If
I thought
the
you were
base of
in
the tree
there.
is not in your yard, if it's in their yard,
It's in
then
their yard.
it's their tree, it's part of their property, and it's their responsibility to trim the branches so it doesn't interfere with your property.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I
Dan?
will
What?
get with you all. Hey, Veronica, something that I'm currently dealing with that you might be able to help yourself out with is that I'm having my roof replaced eventually once the insurance finally gets their stuff together.
Yeah.
But they're also paying for my fence as well as another thing. Your property might consider that part of it, as we've had wind and hail damage throughout the neighborhood. It's been, throughout the last year or two, has been pretty substantial wind and hail damage. You might be able to submit a claim and get your fence replaced that way, and it might wind up being cheaper. Your mileage may vary, but I did want to just give you another option out there that, and usually or almost guaranteedly, there is no issue with You can have someone come and take a look, and if they say no, you don't pay anything for anything. It's they will come out and appraise if it is covered or whatnot. So
Okay.
just another viable option.
Thank you,
They
Dan.
can.
I can tell you from my experience, we did have a fence blow over in one of the big winds, and the insurance did pay for it. And then the other side is an interesting thing, is the homeowner on the other side is a rental. And this was within the last year. I think I worked out with the homeowners association to get a new fence put in. Ours is about 110 feet, and you should shop around. If you get a legitimate company, it's going to cost you about $4,000. At least ours did. Taking out the poles and putting metal poles in and three 2x4s, the top, middle, and bottom.
Yes.
And what we did is I patiently worked with the owner of the property, which happened to be a billion-dollar rental company, and they made me shop around. I did everything they said, and they paid half of it. So I was lucky, but I was willing to do it on my own, but I had to get their okay. And as you said, Keith, at the day that the work was done, I had to coordinate so that when they tear down the fence, both our tenants and theirs have pit bulls, and you could run into trouble with the dogs.
Oh,
And
yeah.
so we had to coordinate and know. The bad news is we stained our fence, and I said, I told to the management company, I'll stain yours if you want. And they said, no, we'll take care of it. And they never did anything. So our side is stained and nice. And we even made the part, as a matter of fact, you'll see one side is where the gate is stained on our side, and theirs isn't. But you can shop around, and you can probably get something a little better on some of these guys that are in the neighborhood. But if you get a legitimate company, it's probably going to be about $4,000 around.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
You bet. All right, does anyone else have anything for the homeowner open forum? By the way, thank you for everyone trying to help fellow homeowners. That's really cool. I appreciate that. All right, any other homeowners have anything for the homeowner open forum? Going once, going twice. Okay, we're moving on to adjournment. Joe, are you still here?
I am.
All right. You said that the board members have to make a motion to adjourn, correct?
That's the proper way, yes.
Okay. I make a motion to adjourn this meeting. Do I hear a second? And Joe, you said that the second has to come from a board member, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Alan or Jamie?
I second it.
Alan seconds. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All opposed, say nay. In my opinion, the ayes have it. The meeting is adjourned at 1957, 7:57 p.m. Thank you, everyone. I'll make sure to get the minutes of the meeting up on bphoa.info as soon as I can.